WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness, brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Ever feel like the world's throwing negativity your way? You know, that constant barrage of bad news, complaining colleagues, even that one neighbor who blasts their polka music at 6 a.m. We get it. Life can be a bit like walking through a minefield of grumpy pandas. But here's the thing, folks. Focusing on the good in people is like finding those hidden oasis pockets in the desert. It's refreshing, unexpected, and frankly, way more rewarding than dodging negativity all day long. So, today, we're diving headfirst into that oasis. We're talking about cultivating an attitude of optimism and seeing the best in others. Not because it makes you a Pollyanna or ignores reality, but because it can drastically change your outlook, your relationships, and even your overall happiness. Trust me on this one, folks. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we journey into this positivity zone. First off, it's about perspective, people. We all see the world through our own unique lens, shaped by experiences, beliefs, and yeah, maybe even a few bad coffees. But consciously choosing to focus on the good, even in small moments, can shift your entire perspective. Ever notice how a simple smile from a stranger can brighten your whole day? That's the power of shifting your focus. Secondly, remember that everyone has a story. We're all walking around carrying baggage, dealing with challenges, and navigating life's crazy roller coaster. When you see someone acting grumpy or out of sorts, consider this. They might be having a tough day, struggling internally, or simply going through something you don't know about. Thirdly, it's not about ignoring the bad. Life is messy, and sometimes things are just plain awful. But dwelling on negativity only amplifies it. Instead, try acknowledging the challenges, processing them, and then consciously choosing to focus on what's good. Think of it like a mental muscle workout. You gotta flex that positivity muscle. Next up, it's about kindness, people. A little bit of kindness goes a long way. A genuine compliment, a helping hand, even just a listening ear can make a world of difference. You never know how much your small act of kindness might brighten someone else's day. And hey, a little kindness boomerangs back to you too. Finally, and this is super important, remember that focusing on the good in people isn't naive or unrealistic. It's about choosing to see the best in others, not ignoring their flaws or pretending everything is perfect. It's about recognizing their inherent goodness, even when they stumble. Think of it like a compass, guiding you towards more positive interactions and connections. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, honking horns everywhere, people looking frustrated as heck. You feel that rising tension, right? But what if, instead of getting sucked into the negativity vortex, you decide to focus on something else? Maybe you notice a kid happily waving at passing cars, or a dog sticking its head out the window, ears flapping in the wind. You see those little moments of joy, and suddenly, that traffic jam feels less like a nightmare and more like an opportunity for some unexpected observation. See what I mean? Shifting your focus can change your entire experience. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that positive outlook and start seeing the good in people. Remember, perspective matters, everyone has a story, acknowledging challenges is okay. A little kindness goes a long way, and remember to guide yourself with that compass of positivity. Now go out there, spread some good vibes, and let's make this world a little brighter, one kind interaction at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are some ways you practice focusing on the good? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. And remember, keep that Stoic Mind Gym in top shape. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of mental fitness. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.